Pentecost Monday C. First posted May 24, 2010. Psalm 8: God's glory and man's honor. Paraphrase. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all earth. Psalm 8:1. The Lord's great glory in heaven is revealed in the songs of babies and infants. Because of his enemies, he has established a bulwark to stop the enemy and avenge those who bear a grudge. Compared to the vastness of the heavens, the magnitude of the sun, moon and stars, which the Lord has created, what is mankind, that God takes notice of, and cares for him? Yet God has made mankind only a little lower than God, and has given him glory and honor. God has given him dominion over God's creation, and has placed all things under his authority. Every living creature in land, in the air and in the sea, are subject to mankind. The name of our Lord is majestic in all earth. Commentary. The name of the Lord is more than just a label. His name is an expression of his character and reputation. God is worthy of great glory on earth as he is glorified in his heavenly kingdom. When Jesus entered Jerusalem the final week before his crucifixion, children in the temple were crying out, "Hosanna to the Son of David, the Messiah, the eternal heir to the throne of David." Matthew 21:15. But the Jewish leaders tried to silence them. Jesus quoted Psalm 8:2 to teach that in their innocence, young children are able to give perfect praise, while adults have been corrupted by their own selfish desires. The name of the Lord should be glorified throughout earth, but many hate the name of the Lord and seek to destroy his reputation and remembrance. The cross of Jesus Christ is the bulwark against the foes of the Lord. The enemies of the Lord sought to destroy him, but they actually fulfilled God's purpose of establishing the one and only sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of sin. Those who trust and obey Jesus are protected from their spiritual enemies, sin, death, and Satan, by the body and blood of Jesus. The evidence of Christ's victory over Satan at the cross is Christ's resurrection from physical death to eternal life. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name which is above all names. Philippians 2:9-11. Jesus is God made visible in human flesh. Matthew 11:27. Jesus' word is the word of God. John 14:10-24. With the creative force of God's word. Mark 4:39-41. Compare Genesis 1:9. Jesus is the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's word lived in human flesh in this world. John 1:5-14. Jesus is fully God and fully human. Colossians 2:8-9. Jesus is the only name given under heaven by which we can be saved. Acts 4:12. Jesus is the only way to know divine eternal truth, to be forgiven for sin, disobedience of God's word. Romans 3:23. 1 John 1:8-10. And restored to fellowship with God, which was broken by sin. The only way to have eternal life in God's heavenly kingdom. John 1:4-6. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right. The Jewish leaders professed to love God, but they hated Jesus, and attempted to destroy Jesus by crucifying him. They didn't know and love God, or they would have recognized and loved God's Son. John 8:42. If the Jewish leaders had had the appropriate understanding of God, they would not have rejected and crucified Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:8. Instead of seeing themselves in comparison to the vastness and magnitude of creation and the greatness of the Creator, they saw themselves as the center of the universe. They were obsessed with their own self-interest. They appropriated the glory that belongs to God for themselves. Instead of being the shepherds of God's people, they were using their position in Judaism to run Judaism as their personal empire. In many instances, the nominal church today is in the same situation as Judaism at the time of Jesus' first coming. Church leaders regard ministry as a career decision. Denominations and congregations are being run for the glory of their leaders as their own personal empires. They are more concerned with their own benefit than with the spiritual stewardship of their members. God has given mankind dominion over creation. As God created this world, it was very good. The evil in this world is the result of mankind's sin. There is a day of judgment coming for everyone who has ever lived on earth. We will be held accountable for what we have done with our dominion over creation. Have we shared the resources God has given all people with those in need, or have we hoarded and consumed resources in excess for our own attempt at security and our self-indulgence in luxury while others are in need? Have we glorified the name of the Lord, or have we brought reproach upon his name by our behavior toward others? Jesus warns that on the day of judgment, we will be accountable to him for our dominion of creation, Matthew 25:31-46. Have we shared God-given resources with the needy, Matthew 25:34-35? Have we treated the least members of society the way we want to be treated, Matthew 25:35b-36bc? Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?